Juneau House Representative Sarah Hannan's House Bill 250 seeks to ban anyone acting as a law enforcement officer in Alaska from wearing a mask while on duty, including federal, state, and local agents, with some exemptions like medical masks, transparent safety shields, cold weather masks, or masks worn by undercover officers. Hannan promotes it as being pro-law enforcement. She pre-filed the bill in January following public outrage when a masked Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer shot and killed a Minnesota woman on camera. A U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officer killed another man in Minneapolis just weeks later. At the bill's second hearing in the House State Affairs Committee on Tuesday afternoon, the bill received a lot of support from the 9 public testifiers. That's after a chilly initial reception from a couple of legislators. Bridget Smith of Juneau said while she respects law enforcement, she doesn't respect anyone who hides their identity.
A peace officer wearing a mask to conceal his face would immediately lead me to question that person's motives and distrust whether that officer was really there to protect and serve me, or whether they wish to be unaccountable for their behavior.
As the bill is currently written, an officer who violates the ban would be charged with a Class B misdemeanor per violation, which is punishable by up to 90 days in jail and a $2,000 fine. Some testifiers asked for the charges to be harsher. Laura Lucas, also from Juneau, said she supported the bill because she believes it could prevent what's currently happening in Minnesota from happening in Alaska in the future. Other states across the U.S. have sought to impose similar bans in recent months.
Within the past year, we've seen changes in this country that we've never imagined would happen before. So I see this legislation as potentially proactive for an issue that might arise in Alaska.
The main dissent against the bill came from Anchorage Police Chief Sean Case. He said while he opposes police officers wearing masks to conceal their identity, he argued the bill is trying to address a problem that doesn't exist in Alaska.
Masking is not a practice in Alaska, and enforcing this bill would be impractical, giving it numerous exemptions. It attempts to solve a non-existent issue while inserting local law enforcement into a debate about federal immigration enforcement, something outside our role and responsibility.
He said the Anchorage Police Department already has other accountability measures in place, like requiring uniformed officers to wear their badges and identify themselves upon request.
Despite real risks of harassment and violence, officers have continued to serve openly with visible name tags and badges. That visibility is part of our responsibility to protect and serve our communities.
While Case was the only one to verbally testify against the bill, the committee has received written testimony as well. A couple of comments against, but most are in favor. Hannan's bill is slated to be heard again by the House State Affairs Committee and has been referred to the House Judiciary Committee. But it's unclear if it will have enough support to advance in the legislature. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson,